has covered himself in gold. Glory to God on high.
Blessing to the Lord, he has covered himself in gold. Glory to
God. You know what? Before Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, now this is well over 2,000 years ago. Before he gave up the ghost on the cross, he made a statement, and that is, it is finished. It is finished, meaning that the work which he was sent by the Father to do upon the earth had been what? Accomplished. And what is that work? He had come to reveal the mystery of godliness. He had come to bring to light the things that pertain to God's kingdom, the things that pertain to life, the things that pertain to divinity. He had come to bring these things to light before the nations of the earth, so that with this newfound revelation and knowledge, the peoples of the earth can once more be partakers of the marvelous kingdom of God. He didn't just come here to show off, but rather he came to set the captives free. He came to inject life into a system that is dead. So right there on the cross, before giving up his ghost, he says, Father, the works you have, you know, you've given me to do, I have done. Praise God. Every work you've given me to do, Father, I have done. It is finished. My work is finished upon the earth. So you can see that work that Jesus Christ came to do is over. It's finished. We do not have to look to the skies anymore for Jesus to descend anymore. We don't have to look forward to seeing Jesus in the flesh anymore, because it is over. It is finished. Everything that you will need for your happiness, for your victory, for your glory, for your peace, every single thing you will need has already been handed over to us by Jesus. Praise God. He came to set the captives free. Hallelujah. He has come to lift those who are dead, lift them up from the realm of the dust, and cause them to be seated upon thrones with God. And that he has done. Praise God. Now somebody might say, but why do I go through all these things I go through? Why do I still suffer? Why do I still have the pains? Why are people still suffering? It's simple, because people are not receiving from the Lord. People are not receiving from the Lord in this hour. That is why they still, you know, grope around in darkness. That is why when you open your eyes to look down in the natural world, it's like if people are, you know, the problems never cease to end. People are simply not listening. People are not receiving what Jesus Christ came to reveal to mankind. People are not receiving the glad tidings. It is written that to as many that receive him, he has given them what? Power to rule and to reign as sons of God. So you must, every man must receive him. He says, I knock on the door of your consciousness. I knock on your door, and if you open up, I will enter in and sup with you, dine with you, fellowship with you, and reveal great things, things hidden from the foundation of the world. Open the door of your heart, and I will enter in fellowship with you, and I will raise you up on the last day. I will cause you to sit on the throne of my Father. But first of all, there must be the willingness to receive the Lord. Praise God. Receive him also means receiving the Spirit, receiving the inspiration, receiving the spiritual understanding, the spiritual celestial wisdom that the Father is imparting in his sons today. Hallelujah. In fact, when Jesus Christ said it is finished and gave up the ghost, we saw what happened. Rocks were split into pieces. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Rocks, tombs were split. Ancient tombs were split, and you know, the holy prophets, men who had died for years, rose back to life. There was a great earthquake all throughout the land when Jesus Christ gave up the ghost. That shook the whole place. That even the guards, the soldiers that were guarding the body of Jesus, that were around the cross, they marveled and they agreed within themselves that truly this is the Son of God. They had beheld the power. They saw this happenings around them, this earthquake. And of course, there was a temple in Jerusalem that period. And when Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, the veil that was separating the holies of holies from the holy place within the temple was rent into two with invisible hands. Now, why did all these things happen? Because God was trying to demonstrate to us that work of liberation from death, that destruction of the veil of death, had been accomplished well over 2,000 years ago. It's just left for you now to enter in. Now, that was a veil that used to separate the holies of holies, where God's presence used to be in the olden days temple. And normally, there's no man that could even see, talk less of entering in. You see, but with the coming of Jesus, that veil, that separation that covered God's presence in the holies of holies has been destroyed forever. So that right now you can walk in. Praise God, you can walk in. Hallelujah. You can walk in to that place to enjoy your life right now, freely, by faith. Paul says, enter in with what? With boldness. Enter into his presence with what? With boldness. Oh, hallelujah. We can enter in there right now and enjoy the bliss that is in the presence of God. You can enter in right now and enjoy the joy of the ages, because in his presence is the fullness of joy. See, when he gave up the ghost, also, you know, like I said, those who were dead rose from the dead. The rocks were split, the tombs were shattered. Hallelujah. It talks about a liberation. Those who have been tied, you know, in death to mortality, to the beggarly elements of this world, at his coming, at his revelation, they have been set free into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. It's a wonderful thing. We have been set free. He has come to set the captive free into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Hallelujah, disperse the darkness in the hearts of men, so that men can partake once more of the goodness of God. It's all within our reach. just every man has to receive the keys of the kingdom. Praise God. He has given us the keys of the kingdom. And we must receive these keys to enter in and reign. See, we receive these keys without a price. There's no price, nothing, just to accept. To those that have received him, he has given them the power to become sons of God. So you can overcome any circumstance. It does not matter what it is. Any type of circumstance you have in the flesh, any kind of pain, any kind of problem you have in the flesh, you can overcome it by these keys that the Lord is handing over to you in this hour. See, does the doctor say you have a cancer? Does the doctor say that you have an element, a sickness that cannot be cured? Do you have a problem in your family? Oh, hallelujah. Do you have a problem in your finances? Are you depressed? Just name it. Do you have an inferiority complex? Do you have something that you've gone around the world seeking for help and no help came to you? This is what the Lord says. I give you the keys of the kingdom. I'm giving you the keys today so that you can enter into the glorious liberties of the sons of God. I come to you today to declare the day of the Lord's favor. I come to you today, hallelujah, as a, you know, one who sets the captives free. All the bars of iron, all the bars of brass, I have come here to break asunder and cause you to sour in the glorious liberty of the sons of God. I have come to give you a key, hallelujah. And with that key, anything that you loosen upon the earth will be what? Loosed in what? In heaven. And anything you bind upon the earth shall be bound in heaven. Hallelujah. This was the word of Jesus Christ to Peter. When Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus Christ says, "Aha! Flesh and blood has not revealed this mystery to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Man's understanding, mortal man's intellect has not given you this mystery, but my Father who is in heaven. Flesh and blood has not given you this mystery, but the one who inhabits eternity, the one who dwells within, the inner man, hallelujah, the eternal God of glory. He has given you this revelation. He has caused the light to shine in you. Praise God. And upon this what? Upon this principle. See, upon this revelation, will I build the church? That glorious church. Hallelujah. That glorious church that, you know, hell cannot overthrow. Death and hell and all the vices of darkness cannot overthrow that glorious church that stands in the light. That glorious church that is my body. That glorious church that lives in incorruptibility, immortality. That glorious church that the worms and the cankerworms and the caterpillars have no hold over. You are the church. Upon this revelation, this Christ, I am the Christ, will I build this church? This church without mark, without wrinkle. This church that lives in the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Upon this revelation, will I build this church? Thou art the Christ, the anointed of God. Thou art the one from the beginning. Thou art the image and the likeness of God. Thou art the Spirit, the invisible one. Thou art the Holy One of God. Thou art the beginning of the creation of God. Oh, hallelujah. Upon this revelation, will I build that church? and the gates of hell and death cannot run over that church. Hallelujah. I will give unto you what? The keys of the kingdom. This is what the Lord is dangling before every the eyes of every man today. I give you what? The keys of what? Of the kingdom. And with these keys of the kingdom, this key or these keys of the kingdom, you will loosen yourself from every shackle, every bondage, from the realm of death. You will open the doors and enter freely into God's marvelous kingdom. I will give you the keys. The keys is the revelation of Christ. Praise God, I have come upon the earth today to reveal to you, to remind you of your true divine nature, of your origin in me. Hallelujah, I have come once more to awaken you to true divinity, things that you have lost, forgotten. I have come as the Christ to reveal these things to you. I do all these things, says the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, hallelujah. Everything that pertains to life and to godliness, everything that pertains to power, everything that pertains to divinity, everything that pertains to life and immortality, he has given us through this key, through the knowledge, hallelujah, of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. See, it is the revelation of Christ, the revelation of our origin in him, that is true. Because the way he is the way we are. Jesus Christ came into this world to testify of our true image. He came to testify of our, you see, of our origin in God. See, if you see a man, you are also seeing the Christ. If you open your eyes the same way that Jesus Christ appeared as light upon the mountain of transfiguration, the same way Jesus Christ appeared as light in the book of Revelations at the Alpha and the Omega, that is the same way every man upon the earth looks in his true awakened state. Now we suffer today because we think that we are mortal. We suffer today because we think that we are terrestrial creatures. We suffer today because we live in what a brother would call a mistaken identity. We live a lie. We live in falsehood, thinking that we are of the dust below, thinking that we are material beings, not knowing that we are divine, eternal creatures that, you know, came out of the bosom of God. So he has given us the keys today, the keys of the kingdom, through the knowledge and the grace and knowledge, through the knowledge of the name of the Lord of glory, of whom we all are partakers. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. You have to look inwardly. Let the Spirit of God remind you of yourself. Let the Spirit of God awaken you. Awaken you to the substance in you. To the beauty in you. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. All this comes by grace right now. This is the knowledge that he has come to give us. This is a knowledge that has been sought for ages. People have come the globe from one end to the other in search for knowledge, in search of understanding, looking for some kind of solace, a consolation, a way to be healed. I know of people who were rich materially, who had everything. But at the point in time, they had to use that money to look for health, look for promotion, to look for happiness. But most of them were not just listening. They did not have the keys that we have today, which is the revelation of the Christ. So make no mistake, Paul says the Christ in you is the hope hallelujah, of your glory. The Christ in you is what will cause you to advance into God's kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. You say, we escape the corruption, the wasting. We escape the realm of the dead. We escape the suffering, the pain, the anguish of soul, and all the pain, sorrow that the people of this age suffer. We escape these things through this key. The key, like I said, is the revelation of who you are. It's not just a matter of knowing who you are, but awakening to who you are and exercising yourself to who you are. I think, is it 2 Peter chapter 1? See, Peter speaks about, you know, a knowledge that we have received divinely. Praise God. I start from something that says that grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge. Through the knowledge of what? Of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, according to his divine power, has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. See it? We have been predestined, and we have been called, and we have been glorified in Christ Jesus. We have been predestined, called, and glorified in Christ Jesus. This is our calling. We are called to be partakers of the divine nature of God. And we know that in God there is no sin. In God there is no death. In God there is no sorrow, no pain, no anguish of soul. We have been called to be partakers of that flawless life, that life, that brilliant life. That is what he has called us to partake of. No more to just to suffer like men, but to reign in life. Oh, hallelujah. And it's through these keys of the kingdom. It's through the knowledge of the Christ. He's giving us revelation of the Christ. Let there be light. Let there be a revelation of your inner man that never dies. The beauty, the Son of God in you. Oh, hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. See, so with this knowledge, we exercise ourselves daily, you know, adding the virtues of the Spirit, patience, brotherly kindness, love, you know, continuity in this revelation of Christ in us is what opens the doors into God's everlasting kingdom. A kingdom and a world without end. Praise God. You don't need, you know, somebody to lay his hand on you. You don't need all these things anymore. See, I've had so many friends. I've known so many people who go to every revival in town. Who go to every pastor in town to lay their hands on them. And they go around in circle for years. Pastor, lay your hands on me. Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, I have this problem. Brother, I have this problem. You see, but the solution is not in your brother or in the pastor. The solution is in how you can receive with gratitude these keys of the kingdom. Of course, at times things can be very, very painful. You can have so many problems at times that can choke you, and at times it's very difficult to concentrate, isn't it? When your creditors are at your door all the time, knocking on your door, asking for their money, when things are going wrong in your family and some of your children are going astray and many things are happening around you, at times it's difficult to concentrate, isn't it? But with prayers and with, you know, determination, you can do it. You can get those moments of silence and, you know, meditation where you can be alone in fellowship with your Father as he brings to light things that are hidden within you, the treasures of darkness. He brings them to light. See, receive the keys of the kingdom. to as many that has that have received this revelation of Christ, he has given them the power to enter into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Now, what does it mean, glorious liberty of the sons of God? See, you are free from all the hurts and the things that beset men. See, because the woes are uncountable, but you can be free from these things and live a peaceable and delightful life, a life of fulfillment, free from the beggarly elements of the world, free from the hurt, the spiritual wickedness that reigns below. You can be free from all these things through the divine knowledge of the Christ within you. Praise God, it's a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. So these are the keys. See, when John the Apostle saw the Alpha and the Omega in the book of Revelation, when he saw Jesus in his true splendor and his glory, he saw those eyes burning like fire. Oh, hallelujah. He saw that feet glowing as brass that was placed in a furnace, glowing hot. He saw on the right hand 7 stars. Oh, hallelujah. He saw a sword, a double-edged sword coming out of his mouth. Oh, hallelujah. He saw the Lord in the midst of 7 golden lampstands. And as he beheld the Lord, he was filled with awe and he fell to the feet. You know what? You know what he was seeing? He was seeing you and I. Because his voice was like the voice of many waters. Meaning that what John was seeing in the Alpha and the Omega was a composite body of multitudes. One body, many members. Those who have been gathered from the earth that live unto the name of the Lord from that one body of the Lord, which is the body of the Alpha and the Omega, the body of the one who is from the beginning and who lives on into eternity. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm not a man of the earth. I am. And the I am says in Revelation chapter 1 that I live forever and I have the keys of what? Hell and death. Now, why does he say I have the keys of hell and death? It's not just dangling this before us to just show off. I have the keys of hell and death. And that key today is available to every man to set you free from every hellish situation. Every hellish situation, you can be set free today by receiving these keys of the kingdom. I give you what the keys of what? Of the kingdom. I live forever and I have the keys of hell and death. Upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell and death will not prevail upon the church. It's all about the revelation of Christ. See, what John was seeing in heaven when he saw the Alpha and the Omega was the revelation in allegorical appearance of the living one, the one who lives forever, the eternal spirit. And of course, you know that we are all one spirit with that eternal spirit. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. We are all one body, many members. We all form the body of the Lord. See, and I have the keys of hell and death. We just read it. That key is the revelation of you. That key that will liberate you from hell and death, from your many, many problems, your sorrows, your sicknesses, your diseases, and you know everything, your depression, all that thing you can be delivered from by the revelation of the Christ. See it. It's your confession. See it. Receiving these keys and applying it means your confession. Of course, it doesn't mean I go to the middle of the street and say, I'm Christ. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. It doesn't mean I go to the center of a mall, a shopping mall, and say, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the Christ. No. Your confession is your exercising yourself in this revelation. Exercising yourself in immateriality. Exercising yourself in spirituality. Exercising yourself in the things of God and of the Spirit. Now you know that you are the sons of God. Now, not tomorrow. Now you know that, you know, the way it is the way you are. Now you have seen your true image, your true self being revealed to you once more. Now you can conform yourself by changing your ways. That is what repentance is all about. Changing your ways. No more walking as a mortal man, but putting on the nature of your Father who is in heaven, and now walking in the nature of your Father. It's about exercising ourselves once more in love, in tolerance, in, you know, harmony with one another. Oh, hallelujah. That is the key that opens a door into God's everlasting kingdom. I am the Alpha and the Omega, he that liveth forever, and I have the keys of hell and death. See it. Your doctors don't have the keys of hell and death. They can give you temporary relief. Psychologists and, you know, philosophers and big books, all those things don't have the keys. It is the I who lives forever that has the keys, and you must receive it today. Religion does not have the keys. See, if you just look into the religious circles today, you only discover that religionists are simply just men. Men who are trying to be good, men who are still struggling. Just ordinary men, you don't see a trace of divinity in them. Why? Because they don't have it. They don't have the keys of God's kingdom. Many are still there crying and waiting for somebody to appear in the sky to take them away. They're still waiting for Jesus to come back and do something to them. But they keep forgetting the words of Paul, which says that if we have known Jesus Christ after the flesh, henceforth do we know him no more in that manner. They are forgetting the word that Paul that says, you know, that we don't have to go to the heavens to look for Jesus to bring him down. Now that we have to go to the sea to bring him, we don't have to go anywhere to look for any Jesus anywhere. Rather, the word of your confession is in your mouth. See, it's your confession of the Christ, your ability to know the Christ within you, and exercising yourself in this revelation, that is what will open a door into God's marvelous kingdom. Praise God, these are the keys that we are having today. It's all about revelation of Christ. It's all about exercising ourselves in true divinity, in revelation of the things of God's kingdom. And everything is present. Everything is present within you right now. All that, of course, this is what hidden from man in the fall. But today we can tunnel our way out and reign in life once more. Amen. Now the message to the church in Philadelphia, which is actually the sixth trumpet, it speaks also about this key here. Praise God. It says that this thing said he that is what? That is holy. I'm speaking, is it Revelation chapter 3 from verse 7? Revelation chapter 3 verse 7, yes, and to the angel of the what? Of the church in Philadelphia. Write this. This thing said he that what is true. He that is holy. He that is true. And he that has the key of David. He that openeth and no man shouted, and shouted, and no man opponent. Are you listening? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. This thing saith he that is holy. He that is what? True. He that has the key of David. He that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. In the first place, you must distinguish between him that is true and him that is a man. Because the Christ is not a man. When I say man, I mean he's not a mortal man. He's not a man of the earth. We are seeing two different things here. We are seeing him that is true, meaning the true creation of God. And of course, God's creation is holy. God created man holy and perfect. Are you listening? In your true state, you are holy. Holiness is not a matter of, you know, of abstaining from drinking or putting on a scarf or putting on, you know, dresses that reach up to here or putting on skirts that go up to the feet. That is nothing. That's got nothing to do with holiness. Those are just men's concept of holiness. Holiness has got nothing to do with hiding your face and all that kind of stuff. That's not what holiness is. Holiness is the true nature of a man from the beginning. It's a nature that is consecrated unto the name of the Lord, that lives holy, solely, totally to the name of the Lord. Because besides that name, in reality, there is no other name. Do you know that? Trevor does not exist. Even Jesus as a man does not exist. Any kind of identity or any kind of thing you live unto in this natural dimension that we live in this world, you see, is not true. If you are named or called after anything in this natural world, that identity you put on is not true. It's not real. It's not holy. Holiness is consecration unto the name of the Lord. It's living holy unto the name of the Lord. And that is the way we are actually born to live. See, we are creatures from eternity. Eh? Don't think that we are born or we have some kind of lineage with the elements of this world. No. We are from eternity. We bear the name of the Lord. The identity, we live unto the Lord. We walk in him. We have our being in him. That is holiness. To him that is holy. He that is holy. The Spirit of God is reminding you of yourself. Your true self. Every man has to learn to live by the name of the Lord once more. Because the Lord says, besides me, there is no other. When we live outside the name of the Lord, we are dead. We live in the realm of the dead. We are outside God's kingdom where the dogs and the sorcerers and the idolaters and the murderers live. When we live outside that holy name. Praise God. When we live outside the holy name, we live in mortality. We live in relation to the beggarly elements of the world. That is why death reigns upon us. That is why, you know, all these things, suffering has taken a hold on us. But he has come to set us free from hell and death. Death will be swallowed up in victory. For those who can get this revelation today. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, thou will not suffer. You will not allow your Holy One to see corruption. God's Holy One, the one who lives by the eternal name of the Lord, the one who lives by the Spirit, cannot see corruption. Death cannot feed on God's sons. It was not so from the beginning. But death feeds on people today because they walk in a mistaken identity. The time has come to put on back, to put on that consciousness of immortality and incorruptibility once more. That is why the trumpet is sounding in this hour. At the sounding of the trumpet, the dead shall rise. Oh, hallelujah. The corruptible shall put on incorruptibility, the mortal immortality. A transformation, a change from one consciousness, from the lie unto the truth. To him that is holy, to him that is true. The true creature of God is holy. He lives in the image of God. He lives unto the name of the Lord. Let us create man in our image and in our likeness. That man created in the image and the likeness of God is holy. That is the true man. That is the true creature of God. He is already holy. He lives unto the name of the Lord. He lives in the image and in the likeness of God. He lives by the name of God. That is why you see in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, chapter 22, you see that a new name is written upon the heads, upon the foreheads of those who rediscover themselves back in God's kingdom. They have the name of the Father written upon them. Now, in the revelation of this true man of God, this holy one of God, is actually your passport back into heaven. This is the key of the kingdom. I listen. This is the key that opens and no one shuts. No man, no matter man's wisdom, no matter man's understanding can shut you out anymore of God's kingdom once you have this key. I listen. When you have this key, this revelation of I, the Holy One of God, you begin to enter back into God's dimension of peace. A door is open for you into God's marvelous kingdom. You can now enter back into that realm of bliss and enjoy true life and fulfillment. Enter back into harmony with the Godhead. And no man can stop you. No man can take away your crown for you. It talks about confession, continuity in what you have heard. Praise God. Continuity in what you have heard. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, it says, I know thy works. This is the continuation of the sixth trumpet. I know thy works. And behold, I have set before what? Thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for you that has a little strength and has kept my word, and you have not denied my name. He says, you have a little strength. You know, as a man, at times you have weaknesses here and there. But if you persevere, continuity in the faith, continuity in your confession of the Christ within you, continuity in exercising yourself in the revelation of divinity that is coming from above today, if you continue, a door is open for you into God's marvelous kingdom. Now, this is very similar to what we read in Peter, Second Peter chapter 1. See, Second Peter, Peter spoke about a door that is ministered unto us into God's everlasting kingdom as we exercise ourselves in this newfound divine life that is in Christ. Exercising ourselves in the one that is true, in the one that is holy. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. When we exercise ourselves, a door is opening to back into God's kingdom, into God's paradise. Oh, hallelujah. Patience. The word of my patience, continuity. Not being distracted, not being swayed away. When something goes wrong, or when you make a mistake, or when something, you don't have to be discouraged. You just have to continue. Continue on. The Father is urging you to come unto me. Come. See, I give you the kingdom freely. I've loved you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Let's keep all the verses. I think go down to the last verses where it speaks about, you know, giving you a new name. See, to him that overcomes, I will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall no more what go out. And I'll write upon him what? The name of my God and the name of what? Of the new Jerusalem, the city that comes. Hallelujah. And I'll write upon him my what? My new name. Now, what is this new name that Jesus Christ inherited? He inherited a name that is above all names, which is the name of the Father God. And that is our inheritance. We inherit that name of God. We inherit his nature. Without that name, you don't have access into God's kingdom. Because God's kingdom is God's. It's not man's. Are you listening? So we have entrance in God's kingdom through the revelation that has come to us today. Revelation of him that is holy, because you are holy, you are perfect, you are the image and likeness of God, you are everything that he is. God did not create two men, he created just one. So we can just gradually, with this revelation, loosen ourselves from the beggarly elements of this world. Loosen ourselves from the things that beset us. Loosen ourselves from our old beliefs, religious, hallelujah, traditional. Loosen ourselves from the beliefs of humanity and enter back into God's glorious liberty, God's realm. This is what is happening today. God is giving us the keys of the kingdom so that we can live fulfilled lives and reign as sons of God. God does not, is not happy. It's not pleasurable to God to sit back and see his son suffer. To see death feeding on God's son. God wants you to know that everything that pertains to life, he has given to you in this hour. Everything. And there is nothing that is lacking. Absolutely nothing. You don't need anybody to come from heaven anymore. You just need to, just wherever you are, accept this message of grace in this hour. Hallelujah. Accept this revelation of who you are. Don't try to be holy, but know that you are holy. Don't try to be perfect, but know that you are perfect. Don't try to be good, but know that you are good and exercise yourself in that goodness. Don't try to seek justification. Know that you are justified. You have been healed. You have been set free. Everything that the Father has is yours. Don't murmur anymore. Don't say, why me anymore. No. No. That's not how it works. Receive these keys with gratitude. And allow the Spirit lead you back into the new Jerusalem. Into this city of God. Hallelujah. You see that in the book of Revelation chapter 22, the last chapter, you see that those in the New Jerusalem, they all have the name of the Father written upon them. Praise God. You don't see anything like Paul there. You don't see anything like John there. You don't see anything like Trevor there. You don't see anything like Jesus there. No. You only see the Father. You look left, you see the Father. You see like the Father everywhere. Because he fills all in all. See, the key to your liberation, to your victory, your happiness, your joy, is what Jesus Christ has already given to us. Now we must receive this case. So let us divorce ourselves from misery, from pain, from conflicts, see, from arguments. Leave all those things aside and I'll use these keys to enter in, push in, enter in right now into the house of your Father. And reign in life abundant. God bless you. Amen.
horse and chariot cast in the sea. I will praise the Lord, I will praise the Lord my God, the God of my Father I extol. Let us sing to the Lord, He has covered Himself in glory. Glory to God on high. The Lord is mighty indeed, the Lord is a mighty has cast down the horse and chariot in the water.